While municipalities scramble to build affordable housing across the country, One Orillion has decided to quietly act. For close to 5 years, Farzan Soleimani has housed people, regardless of their backgrounds, at affordable rates in a triplex he owns and lives in on Mississauga Street West. The building that formerly housed his family and business, Farzan Photography Studio, has since been converted to accommodate up to 12 residents at a time. Where many landlords require credit checks, job references, or other requirements some may not be able to meet, Soleimani said he exclusively rents to people who need a helping hand. "When I walk downtown, or I go hiking, I see all these people with no place to go, so that really motivated me to do this," Soleimani told Aurelia Matters. "I just cannot see past you, if you're struggling in the snow and wind and cold." Soleimani estimates he has housed over 100 people since he made the decision to help. Beyond housing his tenants, he also actively helps them connect with the services they need. He routinely drives tenants to food banks, methadone clinics, or simply out for a coffee and a chat, and he said he works hard to help people get their lives back on track. Soleimani said he does not want recognition for what he's done, but that he simply wants to inspire others to do what they can to help. Originally from Iran, Soleimani said his Baha'i faith informs his worldview and decision to try making a difference. "In order to increase your capacity as a human, you have to serve humanity," he said. Tenants Mark Michaud and Shane Rishon pay $700 and $650 per month, respectively, for their accommodations. Both have lived at Soleimani's place for close to 4 years, and both had been struggling with addictions prior to moving in. "It definitely changed my life for the good," said Rishon of moving into Soleimani's place. "He doesn't want a pat on the back or anything, he just does it because he feels good helping people," Rishon said. "He helped me too, my addiction was getting bad, and since I got here, it's back on track again," said Michaud. "Sometimes I think he's too nice, but that's his nature." The way Soleimani treats his tenants is far different than the way the broader community treats people struggling with addiction, Rishon said. "If you have a problem or you need someone to talk to you, he doesn't judge you," he said. "People who overdose, they don't want to go to the hospital because they're treated like they're addicts or no good for nothing. I know a couple people that are just more worried about what they're going to be treated like, than seeking help." Soleimani does not force anything upon his tenants, Rishon said, but he does not tolerate drug use or illegal activity on his property. Many have made good of the arrangement Soleimani provides, but he has not been able to keep all of the tenants he has rented to. As Soleimani put it, "There's no problem, but when it becomes a disaster, there I have a problem." Some tenants stay for short periods of time, while others are permanent, Soleimani said. "It's a temporary place for some people. Some people, you know they're going to be there forever," Soleimani said. "As long as I am alive, they have a place to stay."